recited the prayer. It's a standard prayer that a disciple says in obeisance to his guru, Omagyanatiram Dhasyagyanam Jana Shalakaya Chakshuran Viritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha, which means that I was born in the darkness of ignorance and my spiritual eyes, my spiritual master opened my eyes by applying the medicine of knowledge. Now, I received in the last few days several Vyasa Puja offerings, writings, in which some were stating that, writing to me that you have come from the spiritual world and this and that. But, well, according to what Srila Prabhupada taught us, we all come from the spiritual world originally, but I must admit that I don't have any particular memory of that. So, it's not that, in Prabhupada, he would always say that my only qualification is that I simply try to follow my spiritual master. Prabhupada would also, very rarely, but sometimes he gave some insight that actually Krishna personally sent into this world, just like once devotees were walking on the beach. I think it was in Madras. Basu Ghosh Prabhu was there. He told me that one sannyasi, Prabhupada's disciple, said to Prabhupada as they were walking that they'd heard someone in the Gauriya Math there in Madras had said that this Bhaktivedanta Swami, he's preaching all over the world. That's wrong. You shouldn't do that. Because if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had wanted to preach Krishna consciousness all over the world, he would do it himself. He didn't. So why is this Bhaktivedanta Swami doing? So Prabhupada said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not personally preach Krishna consciousness all over the world because he wanted to give me the credit. Another time, this was told by Bhavananda. Another time, Prabhupada said that I was in the spiritual world with Krishna. Krishna told me to come and preach here. And I said, well, you know, how am I going to do that? Because what a horrible situation to go into. But Krishna showed him, don't worry, you go. And I will look after you. And then Prabhupada said that the six Goswamis, they were sleeping under a different tree every night, but I'm sleeping in a different palace every night, by Krishna's arrangement. We also know Prabhupada also informed us. There are several such instances that Prabhupada informed that when he was crossing the ocean by ship, that he had heart attacks, and then in his dream, Krishna came, and Krishna was rowing the boat. Krishna had taken the form of various incarnations and was rowing his boat. Krishna was rowing the boat to take Prabhupada. So Prabhupada gave several such indications that he was personally sent by Krishna. And some maybe overly enthusiastic disciples of mine have written about something like that about me, but I'm being very honest, and don't, you know, think I'm just being humble. It's not just being humble, I'm being very realistic here. That I don't have any such recollection. Now, Prabhupada, generally he would say that My only qualification, I have no qualification, the only qualification is that I simply follow, try to follow my spiritual master. So, the fact that Prabhupada was specifically sent from the spiritual world by Krishna does not nullify his dependence upon his spiritual master. The truth is, it may seem that, well, Prabhupada didn't, in one sense, it may seem he didn't even need a spiritual master. He was directly sent by Krishna. But, nevertheless, he felt himself fully dependent on his spiritual master. And that is also true. Both things are true. You may not be able to logically understand that, but that is true, because another consideration is that the spiritual master has an eternal position, even in spiritual existence. One, apart from very few devotees, they don't have direct relationship with Krishna. Practically the only direct relationship in Vrindavan, in each rasa, there's very few. Anyway, that's a very esoteric subject. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make here is that, in my case, it's absolutely true that if I have any qualification whatsoever, it's that I simply try to follow Prabhupada, that's all. I don't have any other qualification that I'm an avatar or any such thing. I'm not even such a... So, and that I would, as you're assembled here today, most of my disciples or others, Mahamani Prabhu is practically like a guru himself. He's from the beginning been physical. Guru means teacher on Hudushna. So he's from the beginning been preaching here. And there's some kind of formality that someone who's giving initiation, they're given this respect and that respect and that and the other. And out of to uphold the etiquette, he's also coming and honoring me. But actually, he's a very, himself is guru, honorable person. When I was doing research on this Bhaktisiddhanta book in the 1980s, and I was visiting the home of one of Prabhupada's godbrothers, and, householder, he saw me, sannyasi, I was just newly taken sannyasi. And immediately he offered obeisances. And I immediately offered obeisances. But he said, no, you shouldn't offer obeisances because you're a sannyasi. I'm just a young man. I was 89, I was 32 years old. And he was a householder. He said, no, I'm a householder. I should offer obeisances to you. I said, well, you're my guru kaka. I should offer obeisances to you. So like this. So, guru means anyone who follows the disciplic succession and preaches, gives that knowledge to others. We know from Shastra that the first guru is the mother. They're all mothers. So they're all gurus. At least you should be gurus if you're doing your duty properly to teach about Krishna. Mother and father, they are first mother, then father, then there's the guru who gives mantras and specifically gives spiritual knowledge in a systematic manner. Prabhupada said, I learned everything about Krishna consciousness from my father. And the extra thing I learned from my guru was book production and distribution. So, you should all become gurus. You are gurus. In as much as you follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order, Jare Dekho Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh, Amaragya Guru Haya Tara Upadesh. That we should also understand though, that guru means by following. It's very, very important principle I was discussing last night, idam parampara praptam, that we have to follow very, very carefully. We have to learn, imbibe by hearing from the disciplic succession, hearing from acharyas in disciplic succession. What it means to be a follower. Prabhupada said that because I heard nicely, therefore I can speak nicely. So we should hear nicely from the proper sources, follow that to the best of our ability, without deviant in. And in this way, be Krishna conscious, be happy, and try to give to others. Anyway, I won't speak too much now because I think I have to go through the austerity of listening to all of you praise me, and believe me, it's not much fun. But it's also that Vyasa Puja Swami was there, held there in Baroda on the 3rd of January. I told one of my disciples that I prayed this morning to Prabhupada for good digestion. He said, yes, there'll be a big feast at midday. He said, not that. That somehow may digest, but much more difficult to digest if someone is praising you, because if you try to take it for yourself, then it'll turn into poison. Indigestion and poison, and you'll be finished. So, Jogata Vichare Kichu Nahi Pai Tomara Karuna Sha. Only on this basis can I dare to listen to others who are in so many ways more qualified than me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to demonstrate the principle that anyone and everyone can take to Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Prabhupada to the West among people who, I mean, realistically speaking, I'm not from a pious background, whereas you are. So I can only dare to listen to such praise if I understand that this point, Jogata Vichare, Kichinahi Pai, Pramara Kaurinusha, that I'm only here because Prabhupada picked me up, and I can only listen to this praise if I understand it's actually meant for him. So, having said that, you may continue with whatever you want to say. Hare Krishna.